Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. We're talking episode 3 of season 1. Boss, let's talk about it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
This is our song. We keep playing it over and over. Go! I love them so much. Best friends over here. Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. We're talking boss.
Yeah,
because Kylie's a boss.
She bossy
though. Yeah, right.
She was a little bit of a bitch. No, just stirring the pot already.
Yes. Oh wait, I could just watch her.
Sorry, we're just watching.
Right.
I'm just gonna pause.
We're just looking. Not working at all.
Hey guys, welcome to the AfterBuzz TV After Show for Life of Kylie. Yay. So we're talking episode 3, and last week we weren't able to talk on the live stream as much, but talk on the live stream now. We got everything going. Sorry for all the mishap. And if you have a question that wasn't addressed, feel free to talk now. And if we don't address it again, definitely go into the comments and tell us what you're thinking. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. And these are my lovely co-hosts.
Hey guys, I'm Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina or Twitter at ShantiChristina.
Yay! My name is Teague Julie Pinko, and you can find me at TeagueDP pretty much everywhere. That's
TeagueDP.
What's up, guys? I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram and YouTube at JustSansWorld.
I'm reading already the live chat. Who's talking shit about Kylie?
No! Don't snatch my edges! That's what I'm wearing!
We love Kylie, but we do have to address lots and lots of things that, you know, kind of raise a red flag.
The elephant in the room.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay.
And we're not talking about her fake tits.
Oh! Which one of the three fake jobs she got?
We'll talk about that later.
Go ahead.
All right, so I did a little digging because I thought, oh, let's find out who Albert is. Let's get into his life. So it turns out he's a model.
Yeah.
And he considered this cameo on her show as work. I think we can bring it up on the screen. As you can see right there, it says that I'm honored to... I'm like paraphrasing, like he called it work. He didn't call it as, oh, I was a lucky winner. This was a job for him. So are we concerned about, is everybody who's going to be a lucky winner or a random person like Jordan's blind date, mm-hmm. are they all models and workers?
Right. I mean, let's bring it back to, what was it? Courtney and Kim, or Courtney and Khloé Take Miami. And this was like the first season of that. And Courtney was making out with a girl in the hot tub. And that girl turned out to be... I forget her name now, but she's on Orange is the New Black. Like, she's clearly an actress.
Yeah.
A lot of people later are seen. And also, you can connect the whole, what was it, Khloé After Dark and her thing with the guy who ended up being on E! News later.
Terrence Howard.
So everything.
Not Terrence Howard, sorry.
Terrence Jenkins.
Yeah.
So I know. So everything kind of overlaps. Yeah, it says, very excited to say... that I worked on the show. I also like to say that sometimes people get a little exaggerated, especially in the state of California. People like to say that they are models when they're really not, and they say that they worked on something when they were just
an extra
or something.
Background.
Or,
you get 30 selfie. Likes on a picture.
Yeah.
You're a professional model with mm-hmm. a contract. That contract is with Instagram.
Right? Yeah. With yourself. You get no money.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of what I think. How about you guys?
I mean, I was going to say, basically, are we surprised that this is, you know, produced because it's a reality show? But, you know, everything is really well calculated. And so I'm not surprised at all that Albert's probably, you know, in on the whole thing, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sweet little innocent Albert. I was really rooting for him. Really thought this was going to bring his popularity up. I thought people were going to bring it up in class. Yo, Albert,
he's already popular.
Work.
Yeah. He didn't turn out to be the loser kid who gets picked on. He's the model.
Which is kind of a shame.
Right.
You kind of wanted to see, you wanted to changed somebody. But hey, right. maybe it did. Right. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
And going on from last week, let's talk ratings, let's talk facts, let's talk
everyone's opinion.
Yeah, let's get on that. Why don't you go first?
So yeah, from the first thing that I've read is that they're going to be revamping the show. They're editing real fast. Re-editing the show, trying to get it all together because they bloggers are saying that it's not that entertaining. But you hit us up with some receipts that Kris Jenner tweeted out or Instagrammed out. What did that say?
Well, basically that she's excited, blah, 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 but the numbers are extreme. I mean, there's a lot of people tuned in, and I don't know, a lot's going good, but people are not reacting well. People say it's overproduced, so it's like, you know, I think that people, no matter what, at the end of the day, they're going to watch whether they hate or love her, because it's just she's something that you can't...
Yeah.
Well, entertaining or not, she could be super boring, and they're still going to watch.
That's true. Well, but what's just like a little bit annoying to me, and I mean, this hate-watching thing...
Yeah, like yes. You know it's a real thing.
But if you know you don't like Kylie, I'm so sorry, but why are you watching?
Because people don't like to watch a train wreck. They consider it a train wreck. Like, yeah, I want to see the downfall.
I mean, I just feel like if you don't like it...
what do you like?
You like hate watching?
No, I actually like the show. I would tweak things, but I don't like the show. I'm not watching because I hate it. I watch it because I actually like it.
Yeah, sure. Me too. But there's people that I think watch it just so they can, like, talk poorly about it. Yeah, it's like not... Chill. Okay,
which,
I do that.
Last week, why I said what I did, where I'm sure there's going to be a lot of backlash and a lot of people who are not happy. So I didn't know how people are going to react, and it kind of didn't surprise me. What were you going
to
say?
I wanted to get into what I liked about this episode that didn't feel super staged to me was the relationships between Ariel and Kylie and Kris and Ariel and Tokyo's boyfriend. Like, I thought that stuff was really interesting to see because to me, it seemed not that staged.
Well, right. I was going to go into order for sure, but if you want to go into the Kris Jenner thing, I think that part was staged, personally. Yeah. I think that her going in...
What she
said. Yeah. And being the momager and the bad person, you know, the bad guy. You know how Kylie... She wants her daughter to be seen in the best light possible, and I'm sure if Kylie was like, no, I just want the necessary people around me... Everyone leave. She can't say that, or she doesn't feel like she can. 19-year-old me would, but I don't really care what people think. She has, like, millions of people watching her. What do you think?
Right. Well, I feel like anytime Kris just, like, walks in the room, I'm like, oh, here she comes with the script.
I'm just here to address.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, I love Kris so much, and I love the whole family, but I just feel like, especially this episode, when she walked into the kitchen, I was like, she's gonna, like, lay a sonnet on us. Like, she's gonna, like, lay some lines. That was, like, the track that was keeping the narrative going, which I'm down for.
It was very monotone. Her voice, like, you're a CEO. Remember that people are taking advantage of you. You need to take control of your job. Da, 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 da.
It felt a little bit too not human. Yeah. But I do admit that I liked the drama that it added. There was a little bit of...
Oh, yeah.
And when Kylie got mad at Ariel for, like, not being there... for a second when she was in her photo shoot. I was like, this is the shit that I want to see. But I have a question. You know when the assistant was talking, Kylie's assistant was talking about, she's like, when Kris is around, like, what did that mean to you guys?
Everyone shut up because momager takes over in the room. That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's like, you just let them talk it out.
Yeah.
Or it's like, I don't want to go there.
Yeah, it's like, that is my employer. That's who writes my checks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not
so
going to say anything about
say
her.
A thing. Yeah.
It seemed like a negative, like, almost like a... I got, like, a negative impression. Like, I don't know.
Well, people that I know that know her, that's what they say.
Kris Jenner?
Yeah.
Oh, well, tell us some juice.
Oh, just basically she's crazy.
Really?
Yeah, that she's crazy. But, I mean...
I think she has to be crazy.
But before and after, not has to be. She's always wanted this life. She wanted this life back when she... you know, hunted down Robert Kardashian. Like, that's... And that was hunted. In the 80s. Oh, for sure hunted. Are you kidding? And then she was a teenager. And same thing. It's like the sugar baby lifestyle. Like, it's a Brentwood LA thing. It just... It is what it is. It's... You can call it whatever you want. But at the end of the day, you have a motive. And some people want more. Some people want swimsuit lines. Some people want... Whatever. There's so many things that people do.
I love what she's doing. I think that sometimes she can get called a bitch because she's being assertive and being in control. And plus, she's a woman, so they're going to judge her differently. I think that she's doing a great job. At the end of the day, everybody...
Not that she's not doing a great job.
Oh, no, yeah. She's getting her children to beyond of fame.
Yeah.
And she... is doing what she's supposed to do.
Sure.
And I don't hate her for that. Because everyone wants money.
Yeah, a lot of people do. And let's, you know, you could drag it on forever.
Yeah.
But basically, my point is that people have an agenda. And people called her crazy back when the kids were in grade school. I know people who went to grade school with the girls. And they said what they did. And then watch these people grow forward. People who were going to school with Kylie and Kendall. The mom has changed. They've changed, obviously, because it's
everyone
years.
Changes.
Everyone changes.
Yeah.
No, you're human. Everyone does. But I'm saying with work, there's a difference when, no, you're not going to school. You're going to be working.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm saying crazy. I'm not saying you want the best for your children. That's not
so
what
she
she's known
momager,
for.
So she was a momager, like, extreme, like, oh, yeah, we're going to take you out of school
stage
so you can
mom.
Be famous.
Yeah.
Stage
yes.
mom.
Yes,
yeah.
yes. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
It's not... whatever, you always want the best for your kids and blah, 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 blah. But I'm just saying that people with agendas go a little nuts.
Okay.
Right.
Like, look at Black China.
Not look at Black China.
Just let's not.
Checking
let's
out not. The live chat.
Oh, let's
Katie
talk.
Bell says, all Chris is worried about is a check and making sure she and her family have money. They were poor at one point. I'm sure she doesn't want to go back to that.
Oh.
Well, I don't think that she's going to go back to that.
I don't
like
think
money
so.
Coming out of
everywhere.
But they secure that.
Yeah.
And I totally.
But I get
I
it.
Mean, that's
I
amazing.
I respect it. I respect the
yeah.
hustle.
Yeah. Yeah, you have to. I mean, I think you'd have to.
Yeah,
a lot
right.
of people don't, though.
Yeah.
Especially women who are even older. Like, they talk and talk and talk, and at the end of the day, you're still talking about them.
Exactly.
And
you're still watching the show.
You still
for
know
sure.
who they
Summer,
are. You're
yeah.
still putting a
and
check in their pocket. And talking
right?
about putting checks in pockets, we finally got to see the behind the scenes of the whole Kylie Cosmetics line. We got to see the lab. We got to see what was done. We got a little insight, which I was really looking forward to because I love mm-hmm. the behind the scenes makeup
and
stuff.
And do you think that was a genuine look into it?
100%.
Yeah,
I think
okay.
that was a 100% genuine look.
Okay.
And that grabbed me a little bit more because it was going a little bit back when I found out a little bit of the tea behind the scenes, but I'm like, you know what? This is what I want. This is real documentary behind the scenes stuff. It isn't
mm-hmm.
staged. It's like you go in, you get to see what's makeup. We found out like why she came up with the makeup line and stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
which I love. She answered that question. Hope she dives into it more.
Right.
But as of right now, I'm good.
I wanted to talk about the lip kits really quick. I remember that whole phase. It was like 2004 or 14, 2015. I know,
2015.
Right? So
let's
not even go.
2015.
Oh, jeez. So anyway, with that time, you really wanted certain colors from MAC. The colors that Kylie Jenner was getting, they were sold out. And now you can't even get Whirl. There's certain specific liners and colored lipsticks that you just really couldn't get because of her. And they would sell them at Santee Alley. They would sell the fake MAC back then, and Santee Alley basically does everything that you can't get. Like, if back in the day you couldn't get Beanie Babies, they would have them there. Like,
yeah,
it's
right,
just
right.
a place that you go for all of that kind of stuff.
You get,
yeah,
you have the eBay, you got the Santee Alley, you got all the
right.
places that you shouldn't be buying from.
No,
yeah. But
right,
for
no.
people that don't live in LA, it's just an alley in downtown Los Angeles that just sells a bunch of knockoff stuff. So,
yeah.
Right.
They
and
sell MAC
so,
makeup, but it's not really MAC makeup.
And also cute clothes that are like,
yeah.
cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
yeah. So,
yeah. And that'll end up going to small stores across the country later. Like, there's tons. In Chicago, there's Akira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But don't get it confused. These makeup, Kylie kits did not fall off a truck and they grabbed them and they're selling them. These are made in China, allegedly.
Right.
And you don't know what chemicals are in them. You got to
mm-hmm.
think of the
right.
long-term effects.
Right.
Like, you're putting things near your lip, near your eye. Do you really
people
want
don't
to?
Think.
Well,
yeah.
Right.
You save
well,
$20, but it's like, is it really that
it's
serious?
Not worth it. No
yeah.
way.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I mentioned earlier that I don't know if I mentioned it here, but then I really felt like in the preview, I felt so bad for the employees. I'm like, oh, give them $5. Like, let them enjoy their lives.
Family to
you
feed.
Know,
yeah,
they
yeah,
got
yeah.
a family to feed, those Santee Alley employers.
Mm.
Employees.
Yeah, right.
And so I was like, why is Kylie going there to bust their, you know, that's probably their top seller.
Yeah, you were saying that like, she's a billionaire. doing there? Yeah, the few coins aren't doing anything.
But I do realize it's not really about the money. It's really about, like, the quality, and that's her
and her name.
It's her name. I would get that over anything. It's your name and your brand. Have you guys actually tried the lip kits?
No, I tried the highlighter, and I think over 300,000 people saw my reaction of me not liking it. But people
YouTube.
Why didn't you like it?
Just Sam's World YouTube. But yeah, I did a review on her highlighters, and I didn't like it because the when I opened it up, first, the box had a sticker on it with a different name. And I was just like, you couldn't just make a new box? Like, are you serious? You're going to put a sticker over the name of the product that was an old product from your Valentine thing?
Oh.
And then the welcome card was way different. It was like, oh, thank you for getting a lip kit. I'm like, I didn't get a lip kit. I got a highlighter.
Oh.
Like, what is this? And then when I opened up the product and I tried to get it on my makeup brush and put it on my face, it wouldn't go. It was like, it felt like there was like something on, like a
film, you had to scratch the top.
I had to scratch legit the top off to get it to work. And I felt like I wasted product being that it was like $22 a highlighter, girl.
Mm-mm.
But after I scratched it, it worked really good. But I shouldn't have to do all that.
Yeah.
Because it didn't take that much to get
my money.
Step
one, two, and three.
Right. Yeah, you can just get the Wet n Wild $5 at CVS.
Yeah, Wet n Wild. Oh my God, Wet n Wild.
Yeah, I think she's learning from
that. Who came up with that?
Wet and Wild. Yeah. I don't know. It's been around forever.
I mean,
it was my first makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I tried the lip kit, and personally, I fucking hated it.
Wow.
I will tell you, and it's fucking with it because it was awful. And if you guys have a different opinion, I'd love to hear what you have to say. Personally, I wear a lot of makeup. I try a lot of stuff. I've done on camera makeup for over 15 years, and for me, no makeup, no anything. And this is real. Like, bought from the Kylie website.
She got
all
the receipts.
Of it. It's got the receipts. It made my lips crack. And my I'm
like
not a dry.
Dry.
It was so dry. And then it start. I mean, yeah, you need to put on the liner. I put on the liner. And then, but you should do it after, not before.
Just to clarify, what makeup thing did you get?
It was Mary Jo.
First stuff? Like the first batch of?
No.
Oh, it's like in years
It was like
in.
A year in, year and a half in. I got Mary Jo. And it was awful. It literally made my lips crack. And I said I threw it in the garbage right away. So if someone knew of something, maybe there was a little glitch in the Kylie factory.
Always a glitch.
I'm sure. But for me, I was like, nothing should make my lips bleed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yes. But how much pressure? Yeah. Like it blew up. So like I hearing about like, you know, things like the stickers and like that's a weird thing with the formula. But, I mean, how much pressure, you know, does she feel? Because it's like, if that stuff goes out and it looks horrible, and also they're mass shipping it.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean,
well,
I don't
everyone
know
mass
sucks.
Ships it. You know, I feel like
I
if
guess.
You're going to deal with it, like MAC
right.
does it,
True.
Tarte does who else? Let's list all the different
True.
Makeup brands.
Yeah.
It's like,
maybe
if you're going to do
ready.
It, do it.
Yeah, if you're
yeah.
not, yeah, do it right.
You and just, also, to be honest, too, let's go way back. Maybe Momager said, hey, I was going to address this later, but do you all remember when we were trying to figure out what Kylie was going to do? Everyone had their brand. Every single one of the sisters has their little division.
Mm-hmm.
Kylie wasn't always so passionate about makeup. So, yeah, she did her makeup just like everyone else, but she was trying to be a singer at one time.
Yeah.
She thought she was going to make clothes. There was a lot of things. They were pairing Kylie and Kendall together
yeah.
as a brand a lot until they realized that they look so different and they're entirely different markets. There's just so much that went into her building where she is now that it just makes me go, well, is everyone just like a new Kylie fan and doesn't remember
well,
everything
Well, this
before?
Is what I remember.
Right. Totally.
Everyone made a big thing about her lips.
Yeah, it was
there
the
were no
lips.
Talk about makeup, about her lips or lipstick. It's like, they want her lips. What is she wearing? What is she doing? Then 8 months
that's
later.
What happened. That's what happened.
Just
it
like
was
Chloe.
Like, oh, let's branch off of this and like Kim Kardashian's tape. Let's branch off of this and make a thing out of
yeah.
it. They want her
yeah.
lips. Let's make her lips.
Thank
that's
you for saying
started.
That. That's what I'm saying. At the end of the day, it's a brand, and I'm sure she wasn't in the studio mixing everything up. You know, I just think that It's a stretch. Yeah, in my opinion,
there's nothing wrong with that. If you can find your niche and you know how to make money, do it. In a business sense, yes. Do it. That's how you make it in this world.
Yes.
If people ask for it, you give it to them. I'm not knocking that, but let's be real about how this all came about.
Love it. Right. Love it. You're so good at putting things into words. I love that. also, before everything, I wanted to address her sign, the Kylie. So apparently she's getting sued by a French designer, French artist, because she didn't even try to change the Life of Kylie theme. It's like the colors and everything mixed together. You guys can Google it, but it comes up as the exact same as this French artist. So she's getting sued and he's going to win. So I'm not sure how
many... Is he going to win for sure?
Oh, for sure he'll win. If they don't settle out of court.
Does anybody disagree with his winning? Does anyone think that he's not going to win?
I don't think he'll win. You know who else is going to win? Did you guys see that story about Kim Kardashian or this guy going, the Lumi guy?
Tell us.
They made a phone case before the Lumi or something. They had rights on it, copyrights. And so they're suing Lumi and Kim Kardashian.
That's ridiculous.
It's so stupid. It's like, if you have the idea, you could have done it yourself, but you just didn't.
And everyone has the same idea. It's just like...
I think that they made it. So like in San Diego.
Well, if they you can make it, but you need legal papers called a trademark. If you have the trademark and it's filed, then maybe he has a case.
No, he definitely does.
And but, why now, though? That Lumi case came out like 4 years ago.
I know.
Because he wants that money.
Yeah. Look on TMZ. It's a really funny interview. He's like laying in his chair. He's like, I'm going to win this lawsuit.
Suing Kylie, suing Kim is not going to do anything. There's a third party that's making it. They throw their name on it. They say, I like that color. I don't like that color. Can you make it like this? They're not the core base. You can sue the core base, but all they're doing is promoting it, really. So why sue them? They're not the ones who came up with the idea.
Well, she is like a... I don't know if it's investor or co...
Oh, okay.
She has a hand in the business, I believe.
So she owns a percentage.
And let's talk about like Kylie Jenner Productions.
That's insane. Oh, yeah. I'm going to go through the live chat. You guys... Hold on. I see all of you. Hi, guys.
So what about the...
Tell us.
I was just like, I don't know, bringing that up. But I'm itching to talk about it.
Go for it.
She's going to possibly bring up Tyga. Can we please talk about it?
We're going to talk about that
Is she going to really talk about it? I need her to, like, really give deets.
It'll be like everything else would be in your predictions, darling.
And you know what else I thought? But you know what else I thought was hilarious? When Kylie was saying Chris has always told her, you know, be careful of who you surround yourself with.
Mm-hmm.
What? I mean, look at, like, Tyga, you think he's a good influence?
Yeah, when she was 16.
I was like, that's a funny quote.
Oh, there's a whole thing about Tyga and Kylie that I want to get into near the end for predictions, because he did an interview and he spilled a lot of tea.
Where? Where did he do
it? It was
interview?
On The Breakfast Club, and he spilled it. It was so good.
Oh, but my gosh.
We'll get into that a little bit later. Let's do a little tease.
Wait, you guys, I just want to, like, dish now. So I don't even want to.
What are you saying in the chat?
Hey, guys. Thank you all. You guys are so sweet.
They're just saying what's up.
Yeah, hello. Basically, and that my hair looks good. Hey,
put it on my hair.
Just a little tidbit. When I did use her lipstick, her lip stuff.
Kits.
Yeah, it's a lip kit. The whatever, it was matte and whatever. But with that, it was in a Chicago winter, so I'll give it that. But I did have someone said use primer. What do you call it on there? Just like chapstick. Thank you.
Okay.
It's late, guys. I'm tired.
You know what looks great? If you put a little bit of the concealer or foundation, like it gets on your lips, and put a little base of that on. But you have to do a moisturizer, do a balm, and then put a little bit of concealer foundation on top of that. Then you have like a flat base, which will bring out the color more. Plus the formula won't hit your lips. It will hit the formula of the foundation or concealer, which you have to have a good foundation or concealer for it to work really well. So that's a little
what I would need to try. I feel like if you're going to put on something on your lips, it should be really quick. It shouldn't be like, let me just go get my foundation and my concealer and my brushes and all this
shit. But with the price that it is, it seems like it's very high end. It's like, what, a few bucks lower than Dior and MAC and all these other
I bought MAC for years. I'm going to stick with MAC.
I'm such a MAC girl.
Yeah, I'm MAC all the way. I always have been.
I'm a Sephora boy.
I have girlfriends that really like lip kit. So
All right, let's go in.
And everyone's skin's different, so one thing might work for one, because everyone loves a certain foundation. I'm like, oh, I need to get it, and I tried it, and I'm like, no, I have dry skin. I suffer from psoriasis. I got patchy skin. It doesn't work for me, but thousands of others love it. So we got to take an effect. You can hear our opinions, but the only way you know that it's going to work for you, if you try it.
Yes.
That's the only way.
That is the only way. True. That's what I thought, at least. Yeah. And everyone is different. I did want to address really quick, when they showed her in Forbes and it said Kylie Jenner, 19, 41 million. At the end of the day, you have to look at that and just go, holy shit, that's amazing.
It really is.
It's really amazing. It kind of gave me, like, goosebumps, because no matter where you come from, no matter what, that's a big number.
That is.
It's huge.
And it's huge. Everything this past week has come out, how much her net value is worth and what it will be in 2020. And right now it's $420 million, but it'll be in the billions.
In 2020 in the billions, yeah.
It'll be in the billions.
Can I just have, like, $1 million? Just for myself.
1 million each.
I feel like she won't. You
1 million
really...
after taxes.
Well, yeah,
she won't. She won't miss one, right?
Right.
I'll rent out one of her houses in Calabasas, and I'll just live there and take care of it for her. If she needs anybody, I don't know.
If you're hiring,
putting it out there.
But yeah, we're not going to cut out the people who shouldn't be there. We're all going to be there. So, what did you guys think about that? Like, her cutting all the people out. Just wondering. Like, the people who should be there.
I thought that was kind of juicy, like, but
I feel like that sounds a little juicy. It's juicy, but also it sounds a little bit boring. I feel like they're all, like, friends. So I feel like when you take somebody away, it kind of, like, gets a little, like, kind of missing your friend. Like, I feel like they're all friends.
Tokyo's boyfriend is not really their friend, it sounds like. And he just is kind of hanging out with his boyfriend and... And probably people think that he's taking advantage of the situation. He may or may not be, but that's what I think it
is. Yeah, the boyfriend is probably like, you know what? Come hang out with me. And then Tokyo's probably like, oh, come. You can come with me. I'm going to do her hair real quick. And then the boyfriend's probably like, oh, hey, guys. I'm going to go hang out with Kylie today. It's like, it might be that. Or it might just be able to say, yeah, I was with Kylie today. But you got to be a boss. And you got to... have that line of, am I a friend or are you an employee? Because you don't pay people to hang out with you. She's paying them to do stuff for her.
Mm-hmm. But what's so sad is, like, it's probably really hard to, like, find people that you
aren't taking advantage of you.
Yeah, like, or you're not hiring because, like, you know, how do you just, like, at that point when you're so famous, how do you meet someone, like, random that you're like, I really click with you? Like,
no, I think
maybe we could be friends. I mean, that's kind of sad.
I think that's what's, like, sad about the whole situation is, like, going through life and meeting people, young or old or a guy or a girl, and not knowing, like, their true intentions. And, like, they're obviously going to be nice to you and obviously want to be friends with you because of the situation. And that's, like, not everybody likes everybody. So that's just, it's a weird, it's like, that's what's, like, icky about fame. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't trust anybody.
But that's probably been her whole life.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, she was on the show since she was, like, 8 or 9. Yeah. And her family was no, you know, quiet family.
Right,
so she was really brought up in all of that. No matter what, whether they're famous or not, I think that would be the issue, which is why people have so many issues, like the Richie girls, or, you know, you could talk about anyone. Like, Sophia Richie, I'm sure, didn't have to be famous, but it's just kind of easier at the end of the day because you have all the same friends, you all know the same people, you know who to trust, you know who isn't talking about you, and you kind of know who to date, too, but it'll all be in the same
circle.
But
is that really a friendship because you're friends with them, or is it like, I'm friends with them because I'm comfortable with them because I can... Because they're on my level.
Yeah, that's
so
it. That
they have
it.
Money. I know they're not going to need me for my money. So that's what makes them a friend. Or is it, I just genuinely like you and I have no questions about it. I think real friends, you have no questions.
Yeah. Well, maybe that's why she loves Jordan so much. She doesn't have any questions. And it's like, okay, I'll hang on to you as much as I can. Thank God for you. I wanted to address some things that came up in the live chat. Someone said, Kylie is scared to lose fame, so she's overworking now. Kylie said she don't go to the mall with Tokyo. She keep working relationships strictly business. Well, I mean, that's exactly what I'm talking about. And you just keep things going. But hey, you know, who can blame her? She's been managed well by Chris. She's a lot of things, but she's one hell of a manager, which is very true. Monica Medina says she's making all that money but for the price of her happiness. I don't know. She looks pretty happy to me. What do you guys think? Do you think she's happy?
I don't know, though, because, like, when it comes to, like, you can have all the nice things in the world, but, like, if you're going through a breakup, you know, which I kind of think that they were, like, hinting at maybe in the previews, like, yeah. that she, we haven't seen her in days. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm just making that up, but I feel like that's kind of what they were talking about. Like,
right.
when you go through that, I mean, nothing can make you happy. Like,
well, you could say that whether you're famous or not, or well, whether you totally. Have millions or not. Of so, course. Like, me and my first boyfriend, so when think... I first broke up, you couldn't find me anywhere. Like, right. I was in my bed sobbing right. at 16 years old.
Aww.
Exactly.
Just like, you know, I feel like that would have happened whether I had millions or he was right. a rapper or not.
Yeah, so I think that, like, at the end of the day, like, as much as, like, people, like, envy having that lifestyle, I don't think it's going to make you any happier.
Mm, yeah. And you feel problems.
Probably disconnected. Yeah, in the world, because you only have a small
which
circle.
Is why I'm saying this woman says the price of her happiness. Well, who's to say she's not happy?
Well, she kind of said that in the last episode. Yeah. She was like, okay. I don't know what makes me happy, and I don't... She's just, like, confused, you know what I mean?
Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Well, she's right. still under the age of 20. She just turned 20. Like, when we were 20, like, what did we know?
Like, well, we thought everything.
Yeah, we thought everything. No one could tell us what to do.
No. Nope.
But this girl can't even have a drink to, like, unwind yet. But I'm sure she is. But I'm sure she legally can't have a drink to unwind yet. But it's like, money is comfortable. She can pay her mortgage. She can buy whatever she wants. That's great. Mm-hmm. But what comes after being comfortable, being a real person and having people in and out your life, and then you have to scan them and make sure they're good and have a boyfriend and worry about who's cheating on who because they're going to be in Star Magazine.
Yeah, and to be honest, I've worked for a lot of those outlets, and it's always the boyfriend, girlfriend, whoever, to leak photos. Other than themselves and their managers, but for people though, like let's say I'm working somewhere and I know someone's dating someone and we need photos. It's like, okay, well let's contact them and see how much money they would take for something like that. Mm-hmm. And it's facts. It's happened for years. This is how it works. It's not that I was doing
it's
this.
Part it's part of the
just,
game.
It's very much part of the game. Like Nicole Richie, I know for a fact her boyfriend at the time of her like height of success 10 plus years ago, they offered him $500,000 for photos of her doing certain things and also like naked in bed. They lived together and he never did it, but it was something that they had a huge issue with, and I'm sure Kylie's just walking into that world now.
Yeah, because I heard many stories of people contacting the second aunt of the friend of this who knows Kylie to get a dish of what did she...
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, well, when did she lose her virginity? Let me ask the friend of the sister of the friend who might know.
Right, well, I'll pay and you. In the world of social media, that's like, I mean, what? Yeah, you can't really get away from... can't really have a real life.
Well, I actually asked some people about that who grew up with them because I was just genuinely curious. Like, how do they have house parties and do fun things? Like, did they do that? Didn't they? Yeah. So I sat down with a few and chatted, and basically they said that it's such a tight-knit circle in the Calabasas, Woodland Hills area where it's... You wouldn't really post anything like that. Or talk about it because you're kind of you're ratting on yourself too because you're having parties at your parents' mansions and you would never want other people to know. And there's other famous kids there too. And back then it's like, okay, cool, like we're with them, it doesn't really matter. So it wasn't like Kylie Jenner, like kind of like the way it was it with Albert. It was never like that.
No, I think the kids in like LA, Beverly Hills are keep it like on the DL.
Yeah.
And, like with Gigi Hadid and Bella Hadid, and you just kind of don't put that stuff on social media.
Because you'll get kicked out the group. You won't be part of the squad because they're going to know what that, where, like, if everyone's in the photo and you're not in the photo, you must have took that photo. It's like, well, like, you can't post it on your Instagram. You might try to sell it or something, but they'll find out because, you know what, they'll probably, Kylie can be like, you know what? I'll pay you back your $500,000. Just tell me who sent you that photo.
Oh, they'll always find out.
So it's not worth risking that friendship over a few bucks, you know?
Some people, though, I mean, I'm telling you, like, even people on the staff, they'll, like, camera people, they'll sell things no problem.
Oh, yeah.
But no matter what, like, you technically have a contract where you're not supposed to do that, but...
NDA.
But... They do it anyway. And who will find out? I mean, how do you think anything gets out? That's just how it is. Someone asked if her brother, do you think her brother will make an appearance? What do you guys think?
Rob?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I mean, that would be so exciting for me.
I'm dying to know what Rob is up to.
I really...
Are you his biggest fan?
Well, not that I love Rob. I just have so much interest in him.
Are you sure you don't love Rob?
Oh my God, Rob!
No, but like that is one person I really just want to hear from. You know, like I really could use a few words from Rob. I need to know he's okay. I need to know he's mentally stable. I just need to know that Rob is like okay in a well because I love him.
I think Rob is sitting at his house on his ass probably right now. That's what Rob's.
What do you think, Adrian? What do you think, Adrian Bylon? It thinks about
she dodged
all
a fucking bullet. She's got married, a huge ring. Have you seen her life? She's great. She's so cute on the reel. She definitely did.
She's so cute.
Someone said, I wrote to take Aaliyah to prom. That would be amazing if you actually did that. That would be cool, by the way. So, you guys, anything else that you think about this episode? Because I think that pretty much wraps it up.
So, as of the scripted versus produced, do you feel like it's more real now? Like, is it becoming more real for you?
For me, I think that I had a feeling in the beginning, and I said this at our last show, that there is, each episode, there's an agenda, and I feel that more so now. So I don't think that it's necessarily totally scripted, but I think that it's, like, cameras on, okay, let's do this, boom, 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 this is going to be set up.
Yeah.
And then let's see, let's just, you know, let's go for it and just talk whatever freely. I don't think there's a script.
Yeah.
But I think that there is an agenda. Like, okay, episode one, episode two, three.
Okay.
Yeah. Of course, we're going to do bullying. This one is how involved Kylie is the CEO. Let's call her CEO 1,000 times.
Boss.
Yeah, boss. She's a boss. She's
Next
a boss.
Next week is dating.
Okay, exactly. Yeah, like, Kylie's just like you guys. She has breakups, too. Even though she got a Ferrari and a few other things out of it.
Well, that would be considered the producing side. As of the scripting side, it would be like, no, you got to say this again because you have to say it in this way.
I don't think so. But at the same time, I think that she's so used to it that she doesn't need that.
Yeah.
Right.
She knows what to do when the cameras go on.
Mm-hmm. Right. That's true. Well, I think that something got real switched up after last week's episode was received so poorly. I think that they re-edited, like, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but the only thing is, when they re-edit, they're still working with the same footage. So I don't know how much more creative you can get with it, how much more drama you can add.
Unless editing can do a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But if something you didn't already pick that,
yeah.
to well, be a show, now you gotta re-go. It would take a lot
to put you in a car and put fake green screens and act like you're driving down. Just drive down the block and say something different. It takes 2 seconds.
And that Santi Alley scene, to be honest, if you guys rewatch, it just looked super choppy, really cut fast and quick. I'm sure it was kind of, like, boring if you watch that fully.
Oh, yeah.
You just kind of had to do a lot of quick edits, boom, 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 but then it gets exciting. Oh, my gosh, there's so many cameras here. I don't know if there was really that many. Like,
yeah, since when do Paps hang out downtown L.A.?
Unless you call them.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, they don't go there unless you know about it.
Unless somebody tells you. I was in
Santee Alley when I first moved to LA. I was like, let me check it out. Everyone keeps telling me about it. AKA, that was only a few weeks ago. They're still selling Kylie stuff. I'm not saying to go buy it, but they're still selling it.
Only a few weeks ago.
And this was taped months ago, so.
No, of course
they're still selling it.
Do they look more real? Like, without the grill?
I don't know. I wasn't really, like, diving into, like, trying to examine it. But I'm like, oh, there goes Kylie. There goes Jeffrey. There goes Mac. Oh, there goes... Yeah.
We might need to do, like, a little special field trip.
Oh, let's do it. Yeah.
And, like, maybe, like, that live stream it and see.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Anything you want to address? Because I would want to get into predictions.
I think there is one thing that we want to talk about before we go into predictions was Tyga was on the Breakfast Club radio show.
Okay.
Yeah. And he just talked about her for a second, and he basically essentially said that he kind of, like, made her what she is today.
Yes.
Like, he saw her before she, like, is the big mogul that she's now.
Yes, and they were asking him about Tyga? when did you get with her? And Charlamagne Tha God was like, when she was 17, underage, and he would dodge the question. But he did say, well, look at Blac Chyna. She glowed up when I got with her. Now look at Kylie. She glowed up when I got with her, saying that he made her.
Tyga.
And it spilled all the tea. He's like, yeah, she's different because I got with her. Like, he was just reading her fulfilled. Yeah, he was, like, really shady with that interview. And he was saying that it's definitely an effect on the relationship, and he felt a little awkward about being in that relationship because of Chris and everybody else. What's so funny?
Lawrence Falk, I really like you.
No.
Katie
says, Kylie right now is a piece of cardboard.
Kylie's a piece of cardboard. I want to see her colors because it's kind of bland right now. Like, girl, why is every episode the same? It's okay. It's only 3 episodes. Let's give her a little chance.
Let's give a chance.
What I was talking about with Lawrence Falk, he's like, I refuse to ask permission to be on Rob's Instagram because it's like he's private. He's just funny.
But yeah, that was the tea about Tyga just aired her out. So
okay,
let's see if they can edit it.
Let me spill some tea.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right, how much time we have? So, Tyga, back when they first got together, he told her that she had a white girl butt. And
allegedly.
No, these are facts. Oh, I know this, not allegedly. Okay. You can try to sue me. Go ahead, try. So basically, he took her and her good friend, I won't say her name, it's not Jordan, and they went to a hotel and got a doctor from the UK to come in and give them kind of like butt injections because Kylie at the time was super underage and they weren't even together. They're like together. They were together, but they're not, you know, talking about it. And what weren't they together at, like, her 16th birthday? Wasn't that
the
thing?
Yeah, they performed for, like, a sweet 16.
Yeah, so I'm pretty sure it probably happened.
That's
like,
when it started.
Mm-hmm. So she, I'm sure, wanted to not only, and I don't know her, I'm just assuming that you want to be sexy for the guy that you like, and you want to be look a little older, and you want to look like your sisters, and she went for it, and she did it, but she had a very bad reaction. There's a about 6-month period where if you could look on her Instagram, this you'd have to scroll way back. This was back in 2014, I think, or 2015, where she wouldn't show her skin because it was literally like black. Like, it wasn't like black, but it was like she was so damaged.
It was like black and
damaged.
Blue.
Blue. Yeah, because of the injections. Her friends worked out fine, but hers did not. So there was a lot going on there with plastic surgery, and there's a lot of fixing. There's
so was
a lot
it
of stuff.
Fat transfer, or was
no.
Well, she's not even fat, so mm-mm. Where are you going to get it from? So
it's no.
Just so silicone?
It was something, I don't know personally, because I don't know that doctor personally. It's a UK doctor. I know the doctors that have fixed her. I know other, like, I know the people over here in LA, but the ones over there, I don't know him. It wasn't fat. It was probably something like a silicone or whatever they would use for a filler in your butt. I don't know the difference. I know that it's all different, whether it's your face or body. But if he wants to take the blame for making her feel insecure about the way her body was at such a young age, he can go ahead and do that. I think that that's disgusting. If you want to do things for yourself, that's fine. But hearing that actually makes my skin crawl. Like, hearing what you have to say, like, for your, like,
yeah.
It's so horrible.
I didn't get, like, a super, I didn't feel like he was being super
he wasn't
negative,
being negative
about it. He was just, like.
That's kind of worse. It's kind of like a pride thing. Like,
I think what, yeah. Which, it's not really great, but I think what he was trying to say was, like, I kind of thought this person was really cool before they became really cool.
No.
That's what he was saying. That's exactly what he's saying. Because he was like,
but
Blac Chyna was nobody before, and then after I, like, hooked up with her, then she became.
You're not Kanye. I mean, I like a few of your, you know, Rock City.
Since they broke up, nobody knows where Tyga is anymore.
Well, right. And it's like, you're going to say that you made Kanye something?
I know.
Come on.
If I were her, like, it would take every inch of my soul to not, like, go out after him, so
for sure,
I just
stayed classy.
She did stay classy through
she
this whole thing.
Classy.
Well, we'll see what happens in the next episode if she stays classy or not. Because either she's gonna be like, you know what, am I gonna mention his name and give him more attention and give him more money in his pocket, mm-hmm. or am I gonna act like he never existed and move on?
Let's get into predictions.
And now,
Josh,
right?
I need all the graphics.
Yes.
Okay. now we can talk about our predictions for next episode.
So, for the next episode, mm-hmm. I saw the previews. We all saw the previews. Caitlyn Jenner's going to be in it.
Yes.
We're going to see Caitlyn in it.
Exciting. Who looks super tan.
Super tan. Super sexy. And then we see that Tyga might be mentioned. I don't think that she's going to go diving in and give all the juicy details of that relationship. Just because she does say, I want a private life. Then if she's going to spill all the tea, then it's like, what do you want? Mm. But I would really love to see her relationship with her father.
Yeah.
I want to see what that's going to be
like. I think
like.
Hers is better than what Kendall has with him or her.
Kendall said, Caitlyn said that Kendall is the number one daughter right now because she's the only one that's talking to her right now. Okay. So
when did she say that?
She said that on The View. She said that on The View. It's like, we have a thing of the number one daughter is going to get a car or something. And she's like, yeah, it's Kendall right now.
Oh.
Man,
that's just so
sad. So I wonder what happened with him and Kylie then.
Yeah, let's see if their relationship will grow, hopefully.
Yeah. I'd like her to talk about that because we haven't seen Caitlyn in a minute. Mm-hmm. And I'd like an update on that. And I'd also really love to know about Tyga, but I don't know if she's going to give it to us.
Probably not really.
I want it.
I hope that she does.
She's like, don't get your hopes up.
I hope that
Rob. maybe Rob could come.
We'll hear about Travis Scott, her new boyfriend.
Yeah, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Do
you think it'll be too early?
Yeah, I don't think that they're going to say any names, but I think they're just going to, like, tiptoe around it.
I feel like this was filmed a while ago. Like, I don't think this is, like, up to date, like.
But she did say that she was dating.
But I think it was him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it's been a while. Just my guess.
Yeah.
Just my prediction.
Yeah, when was that? Back, when did they really, like, break up?
So, also, what Tyga said on The Breakfast Club was that they had broken up like 7 months prior and like just nobody knew about it. So it had been like a long time that they were broken up, but just the media didn't really know about it until recently.
Interesting. I don't know. I think that, they'll probably touch on it and address really what Kylie wants to say. Just and focus on that rather than him or bashing him at all. I think that the show, at the end of the day, they want it to be in Kylie's best favor, so I think it'll stay classy. I think that they'll just be like, what? That's crazy that people think this, or, anything that really bothered her, maybe it'll come out. Mm-hmm. But I think that there'll probably be more in that episode than just this Tyga thing. Maybe just to get people to keep watching. Maybe it'll just be like a 5-minute little tidbit. I don't know.
Yeah, and I think that's their new goal after this, the first episode wasn't received super well. I think that they're like, let's add in anything we got.
Let's make it a little bit more personal.
Anything,
because anyone can do a confessional. She can do a confessional right now and re-say anything that she wants, like, tonight and then put it out next week. So let's see what happens with that.
Very true. Very true. I wonder if we could tell, like, if her hair is different or anything like that.
Well, you can hear some audio from Chris.
Yes, that's what I was going to say. Audio
in the car.
The phone. That was so choppy.
It was choppy. It was recorded, which sometimes it happens because if you record things and it doesn't play back well, you have to, like, re-record. But that was, like, it was pretty
big choppy. Rule to follow when you're watching reality TV. If you don't see their lips moving saying it, most likely it was filmed or said later.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that goes for like everything. TV, movies, everything. Yeah. Yeah, that's pretty much the
vibe. I'm going to go into the live chat really quick. Everyone's like not Team Tyga. Wasn't it Kendall's 16th? No, Michelle Miller. It was Kylie's birthday back on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
No, I think it was Kendall's.
It wasn't?
Or was it? Yeah.
I don't know.
It was Kendall's. Yeah.
But he was on the stage and it was
He was a performer.
I'm going to look it up.
Yeah. Really, yes, please. And maybe you're right, girl.
Michelle asks if she got her boobs and butt done.
Yeah, she got her boobs done probably at least twice. Think three times. Actually.
It was Kendall Jenner's.
It was Kendall's. Oh, my gosh.
Sweet 16.
All right. I was wrong.
Anyway, sorry.
Sorry, Michelle Miller. It was Kendall's 16th. So that means that Kylie was, like, 14.
Yeah.
So,
Maybe he was with Blac Chyna at that time, so maybe nothing happened.
They just, met. They were friends. She had a crush on him.
Yeah.
What am I talking about? Just because you're in a relationship doesn't mean you're not going to holler at a Kardashian. Let me stop it.
Yeah, just saying.
So true.
Yeah.
Tyga can't even keep cars or money. Come on, Kylie. Save Tyga. Tyga has more than 10 minutes or 15 minutes of fame. Kendall feels Kylie likes Kylie. Wait. Sorry, Kendall feels Caitlyn likes Kylie, but Kylie doesn't visit. All right, well, that wraps up the live chat for today. You guys, if you want to comment on anything else or, I don't know, give us any feedback, tell us what you think, please put it in the comments. Give us a thumbs up. Please follow AfterBuzz TV and all of us. Please subscribe to AfterBuzz TV so that you get all of our updates. And their social media is AfterBuzzTV.com or AfterBuzzTV. And it's AfterBuzzTV.com is the website. I'm Jennifer Leone, and you can find me on Twitter at Jennifer Leone TV. Please send anything my way, anything that you want us to address on the show, pictures, video. If you guys want to be on the show, if you are relevant, no Kylie, if you want to call in, anything like that, please contact us. We'd love to have you on, and please follow all of my lovely co-hosts.
I'm Shanti, Instagram Shanti _ Christina, or Twitter at Shanti Christina.
Love it. And I am Teague Julie Pinko, and I am at Teague DP everywhere.
Oh, can't wait for next week. I'm Sanders Kennedy. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at Just Sans World. I'm sure I'm going to be tweeting out my opinion about other stuff about this show that we didn't get to. So, yeah, make sure to follow me on social media.
Yes. Yay. All right. See you guys next week.
Bye, guys.
Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.